You could say J.D. Vance is a Appalachian turned Alexandrian. Me and my colleagues at Axios DC, we looked at J.D. Vance's Washington persona and some things we know about him. He lives in the Delray neighborhood, a liberal neighborhood, of course, in the Washington region. And he's traveled in Washington circles before. He has worked at this venture capital firm co-founded by Steve Case, the AOL co-founder, called Revolution. In fact, he even overlapped there with Joe Biden's first chief of staff, Ron Klain. So we looked at how J.D. Vance has sort of swam in this liberal world of Washington and what that would mean, perhaps, if Trump does win a second term as president. Where will the MAGA crowd gravitate toward?
This is Mitchell Miller. One of the interesting things related to the MAGA crowd and the Republicans is they have their own vision for DC, and it includes, in the views of people from DC, or at least DC government officials, encroaching on the city's home rule. The mayor recently returned the city budget to the council. It was unsigned. What kind of sense are you getting in terms of DC and whether that is stoking some fears about what might happen under a new Trump administration?
Yeah, absolutely. You just have to listen to what Trump himself has said, which is he promises to, quote, take over our horribly run capital city. Now, the mayor this week returned the city's budget unsigned to the council, which is a rare move. And the fear here is that this is a tacit invitation to Congress to possibly intervene. Essentially, if the mayor is not endorsing the budget when it goes to Congress, this could be a sign for Republicans there to say, the mayor doesn't support the budget, we're going to fix it. And when if Republicans go to endeavor to fix the budget, that means they're not going to let the city have a say in what they change or not. So DC is preparing for a whole flood of intervention from House Republicans and the GOP if they win the presidency and both chambers of Congress.
June 8, these are very serious times, and I don't mean to push us into lighter material, but I think people might be curious. Why is it that J.D. Vance and his family chose Delray? Is it, the wonderful ice cream shop, the coffee shops? I mean, I know that's why I stop by there once in a while. Is that what he did too? And, there are a lot of different places in the metro area you could choose to live.
Well, sure, right. Like many people, I think he saw it, I'm sure, as a wonderful neighborhood. Now, my colleague Mimi Montgomery reports that there are a few spottings of him out and about in Delray, but the neighbors, interestingly, quote, yarn bombed, threw yarn all over his house last year when reports said he bought it. So obviously some tension there between the liberal neighbors and himself. But look, I mean, it's a great neighborhood. I'm sure he found the same thing when he was looking shopping around the area.